This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, joined on this Friday afternoon by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. I hope you made it through the wetter week. Pretty unhurt this week.
Well, unfortunately, I did not. I came home on Wednesday night from a talk I was given in Nebraska about the upcoming growing season and walked downstairs and had an inch of water in the basement. So I spent all last night tearing out carpet. So you know, this rain's been great for agriculture, but not so great for my basement. And I'll tell you something, Todd. The last couple of weeks, we've really been lit up with both severe weather and with quite a bit of rain. In fact, the Central Plains over the last 14 days, a lot of places better than 2 inches. And that's great. We actually got the latest drought monitor came out yesterday. And the good news is we've seen a class improvement in the drought there. But I'll tell you this, that drought monitor is produced on Tuesday mornings and it's released to the public on Thursday. So the thing is that all of that rain we got on Wednesday has not even been reflected in the latest drought monitor. So you can continue to see some relief. But I'll tell you, a lot of farmers I talk to, they're wanting to know, when are they going to be able to get in the fields? When is it going to get that longer, more extended, drier period where they can get a lot of field work done? So let's talk about that short-term forecast. Basically, the system that moved from the plains through the southeast is now in the northeastern United States. It took a while to get there, and along the way did a lot of severe weather. But basically, the backside of that low is what's keeping us kind of cool right now. In fact, overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, there's frost and freeze warnings actually for the Ohio River Valley. So that's substantial for this time of year. But we got a big warm-up coming. High-pressure system kind of builds over the southeast, which means that we're going to be getting some southerly flow where we are here in Illinois, but it's going to be very windy this weekend. Now, that'll dry things out, but it's going to push our temperatures up into the upper 60s and 70s. The thing I'm watching, though, is Sunday, there's another low pressure system forming in the northern plains. That's going to bring some rain to South Dakota and Minnesota and Iowa, which honestly have missed out on a lot of the recent precipitation. But the upper level support for this system is just not there for it to do too much in terms of blanketing the Corn Belt with rain again. What I mean here is that the jet stream's just flattened out and kind of slowing down, and that really prevents these systems from getting strong. But there is going to be a storm threat to our west, think Iowa, Minnesota, parts of Missouri on Sunday, and that will translate to the east on Monday to Illinois and Indiana. But right now, things are just not looking, as though it's going to be another big severe weather event, just looking out for some storms.
Well, what do you see if you look further into next week?
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and tell you this. Next week, models are agreeing that the central states are going to be wet again. So where we had that drought all fall and all winter, it's right now looking like it's really breaking down right before we get into our main growing season. And we want that in Illinois and in Indiana and Iowa and most of the Corn Belt, because that's moisture in the south central plains that gets basically recycled once we get into our growing season. So that's all good news.
Have you been looking at other models around the globe? For instance, does the EU model show something that might be of interest?
Yeah, it sure does. The European model, we just had the latest update of its longer range, what we call ensembles. And thing is, they're keeping the central plains wet for almost all of April. But this is what I'm getting concerned about now. The same model is also projecting that the southeast is going to be pretty dry and warm. And that generally to us signifies the development of a ridge over the southeast. Now, early in the season, it's something we watch. But if that ridge develops later in the year, it's good for corn, but bad for the southeast, which, you know, remember last year had a pretty nasty drought. What that ridge does is that builds in heat over the southeast. That hurts cotton, that hurts peanuts, but it drives a circulation around the edge of that ridge, which goes from Texas through the Great Plains into Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, and gives us those ridge-riding thunderstorms. I will be watching for that all summer long.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
And, of course, Eric Snodgrass, he's with Agrible. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.